the variance of the binomial distribution. We remember the binomial distribution given by this probability mass function. The variable t is binomially distributed with n trials and a success probability of p. In the previous video, we asked about the expected value, and in this video, we will ask about the other key parameter of the distribution, namely the variance. What is the variance of t? We start with a toy case of a single Bernoulli trial. So we have x binomially distributed with one trial. We remember that the mean, or mu, or the expected value, is given by p equal to the success probability. And we have a formula for the variance. You take each possible outcome. You take the difference between the outcome and the mean and square it. That's part one. You multiply it by the probability. And finally, you sum over all possible values of x. In the Bernoulli trial, we have two outcomes, success or failure, or 1 and 0 if we want to have numeric values. The square difference with the mean is p minus 1 square or p square, and the probability is p or 1 minus p, respectively. Now, if we take this column, multiply by this column, we get this column. P times p minus 1 square, or 1 minus p times p square. If we add these together, we get p times 1 minus p. That may not be immediately obvious, but it is rather simple to check. The first row, you have p times p square minus 2p plus 1. In the second row, you have 1 minus p, p square. And you add those two together. Now, if you take the p square first, you have p times p square plus 1 minus p square. So that is just p square. Then you get minus 2p times p, p square, plus p, which is equal to p square minus 2p square is minus p square. So we get p minus p square, which is p times 1 minus p, as required. So it's simple to check that that is indeed the sum. So the variance of x, to conclude, is p 1 minus p. Now the general case, an arbitrary n. We have another binomially distributed variable y, now with n trials. And as we did with the expected value, we can write y as the sum of n binomially distributed variables xi, each with one trial, and every xi is independent. Now there is a standard result that the variance of the sum is the sum of the constituent variances. And since all of these xi's have the same distribution, we can take just n times the variance. And this variance we found in the previous slide is p times 1 minus p. We multiply by n, and that is the variance of y. So to summarize, you have a binomially distributed variable with n trials. The expected value is n times p, and the variance is n times p times 1 minus p. A little exercise for you to round it off. Let t be the number of bit errors when an n-bit word is transmitted over the binary symmetric channel with bit error probability p. What is the variance of t when n is 7 and when n is 1024? Good luck.